Well, we're going to talk this morning with Clint Hunter. He's with the Narconon Arrowhead Agency. Clint, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to talk a little bit this time about stimulants. We hear so much about drugs and alcohol abuse and things. What are stimulants?
Well, stimulants are actually defined as it's a psychoactive drug that it actually enlightens your awareness and inhibits your appetite. So some of these drugs are prescribed, and the ones that are prescribed are like Adderall and Ritalin, and these are usually given to patients who are ADHD. And some of the more common illegal ones are cocaine and methamphetamines.
Well, of course, the legal ones are done by prescription, and there are different reasons for those. The doctors will prescribe those, but when they get into the wrong hands, what happens?
Well, what happens is it causes a person to go through paranoia and hallucinations and things like that once these drugs are abused. Now, a lot of times the Adderall and the Ritalin are actually used. There's been many cases of this. I'm not saying it always happens, but a lot of times their kids are prescribed these medicines, and there have been a number of cases where the parents have actually taken it away from the kids and have started abusing them themselves. So it's quite an addictive drug, and if it does get in the wrong hands, then it causes great problems for people.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we think of these drugs as being things out on the streets, but you talk about ones that are right, oftentimes readily available in our medicine cabinets.
Right. And it's something that needs to be taken. I mean, like if your kids are taking Adderall, it's something that cannot be abused, and once they start not feeling the same effects from them, the dosage never needs to be raised. I mean, they always need to keep it at the same. And for medicine purposes, it does help. And I'm not saying it doesn't, but it just needs to be careful that they don't start abusing these types of drugs.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain ones, stimulants, Clint, that are on the rise right now?
There is. Methamphetamines is really on the rise. There's actually some labs in Mexico, they call them super labs, where they produce a lot of methamphetamines. And they're actually, unfortunately, the meth is being shipped into the United States, and the police or the government in Mexico is really not concerned about these labs or turning the other eye on them. And, there's some more recipes that have been made from, you know, I don't know how they come up with these things, but, pseudoephedrine is actually a drug that's used to make the methamphetamines, and now there's a recipe where it needs not even half as much pseudoephedrine as it does. So these are actually being produced, and people are still buying them legally. Their box are three boxes per month, and just as much twice as much methamphetamines can be made with just that one box now. So, you know, so now even the rise is happening in America because of that.
Well, it's really a shame when those that manufacture and distribute those illegal drugs come up with more effective and efficient ways to do it.
That's right. You know, it's the same for the medicine companies who are not even allowed to sell their medicines anymore either, because their medicines are actually being used to make methamphetamines. So, I mean, there's nothing that wins through these drugs at all. And I mean, nobody wins. It's causing a lot of damage to our society, and it's something that can be handled, but people need to know that it can be handled as well.
Right. Well, a lot of states, of course, say Iowa especially, too, is they've enacted laws to track and record the sale of some of the different stimulants, the different products that can be used to manufacture some of these drugs, too. So, you know, we're having to deal with other laws on the books just to kind of keep tabs on all this kind of stuff. Clint, what other stimulants are out there these days?
Well, there's still your most a common one, cocaine and things like that as well. But, you know, the ones that are being used the most or abused the most are cocaine, methamphetamines. And what's happening is this Adderall is also being prescribed to a lot of college students and, you know, sold throughout the colleges because a lot of people are addicted to Adderall. So the students that are getting prescriptions for them aren't taking them and selling them. I mean, it is a big problem. So, stimulants have an effect on a person as far as what happens is you don't really eat on stimulants. So your body is starving for these nutritions, and your body actually takes over and is trying to get these vitamins, so it's actually it's actually eating up all your reserves. So what that causes is your body to age very quickly, and for a person to become very skinny very quickly as well.
Well, you know, we often will see different type body changes and stuff. When we find people that, we sometimes don't even realize that they have this problem. We notice and say, gee whiz, you've lost some weight. What's the deal? The little things that maybe we can come sometimes look for, we don't even notice until it's too late.
Yeah, that's true. And once your body starts changing, your attitude starts changing, and what's actually happened is the drug has changed the chemical makeup in your brain. So you're thinking differently. You don't care as much about the things that you used to care about. And some of the first things that go is you start to alienate yourself from your family and your loved ones because you feel guilty and you don't really want to be around them. And that's just because that drug has taken over. And you start doing different things and you start caring less about your loved ones. And not that you care less about them, you're just not able to be around them the way that you were in the past because of your drug addiction, and they think something's wrong, and they're always asking you if something's wrong, and so you just start to stop hanging out with them or stop talking to them. So, and if you have a loved one who's kind of going through that, those are just a few of the signs. So, once a person becomes aware of that and learns how the cycle of addiction works, it's much easier to help your loved one get through the help that they need.
So they get so addicted that they really, just like a lot of the other drugs, they lose control. Right. They lose control of their lives.
They do. And,
Well, talk a little bit about overcoming that. I know Narcanon can help out with that. Well, what's the response from a person when they're addicted to some of these stimulants, when they first maybe either are approached to get help or try to get help on their own?
Well, what happens when a person starts to come off the stimulants, they're full of guilt, and their body's causing cravings and things like that. So what Narcanon does is Narcanon specializes in handling that. So we actually handle the cravings. And how we do that is what happens when you take drugs, the drug metabolites actually store in your fatty tissues. So if your heart rate increases and you start to sweat, these metabolites can actually be put back into your system, not enough to get high on, but enough to cause a craving. So the sauna will actually sweat these out within 40 to 50 days, and so your body feels clean, and your mind is much more clear. And once once your mind gets clear again, you're able to focus and realize that, maybe these drugs aren't the best for me. You start to feel really good, and then you handle the guilt thing, the things that you feel guilty for, the things that you've done while you're on drugs. And once you're able to handle that and stay away from the people that you were hanging around with, and just all kinds of little things like that just help a person to stay clean for the rest of their lives.
It's a real physical and psychological process to get cleaned up, isn't it?
It really is. And the psychological part of it needs to come after your body gets cleaned out, and so you're better able to focus on it and really prepare for the rest of your life. And Narcanon is one of the better programs just because they go through all this, they understand it, and it's kind of the science of getting off drug addiction, and we do have a 76% success rate with the people who have actually gone through the program and graduated. We keep up with them for 2 years, and 76% of them stay clean and are back being productive members of society again.
And that's the whole goal. Clint, if someone has the need, or if someone maybe is concerned about someone else in their lives, how do they find out more?
Well, give us a call. We have a toll-free number, and that number is 1-800-468-6933. And we have a website as well. This is a new website, so it's findrehabnow.com.
Okay, very good. Findrehabnow.com. And again, that telephone number, 800-468-6933, if you'd like to know more. Clint, thanks a lot for your time today.
Okay, thanks for having me.